This Week in America with Rick Bratton. Issues that matter to you. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Ready to get the most out of life in your pickleball game. Our guest on today's This Week in America is Mike Brannan, author of Pickleball and the Art of Living. Whether you've never heard of this fun, fast-growing game or are a confirmed pickleball addict, this guide to living and playing mindfully with passion, purpose, and a smile on your face is as uplifting as it is empowering. In Pickleball and the Art of Living, entrepreneur, coach, and pickleball enthusiast Mike Brannan gets to the heart of why living well and playing well go hand in hand. You'll learn why pickleball is one of the fastest growing sports in the world and also one of the very best ways to find competition, connection, and lifelong friendships. Next on This Week in America.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.
Listen up, fellow timeshare owners. If you're a timeshare owner and you want out at all costs, you're done, frustrated, tired of wasting money, you don't use the darn thing. Get out now. Hire the best Bulldog timeshare cancellation team in the business. Their in-house legal team, headed by a timeshare cancellation lawyer, can help you fight the biggest and baddest companies out there that sell timeshare. At some point, you were using your timeshare, but now you're not, and you're tired of wasting money. Before you go to the poorhouse, call right now and learn how you can stop the maintenance fees and put more money back in your pocket. Their services cost you a lot less than you think, and you'll save a lot of money over time. Call the Timeshare Exit Hotline now. It's a free consultation.
800-715-6093. 800-715-6093. 800-715-6093. That's 800-715-6093.
I'm in my late 60s. My husband died a few years ago. He did all of our taxes. I sold a piece of property last year, and I forgot to claim the proceeds of the sale. Next thing I know, I got a letter from the IRS telling me that I owe over $50,000. Now I have a huge tax problem. I don't have that kind of money. I wish I knew who to call.
If you sold property in the last calendar year or didn't claim all of your part-time or even retirement income, you could be in big trouble with the IRS. Call first before they send you a letter. If you've already got a letter, call. We'll help you file years of past tax returns and save you time and money. So call the tax doctor. The call is confidential and free.
800-795-6170. 800-795-6170. 800-795-6170. That's 800-795-6170.
Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to coast, This Week in America. The funny and engaging new book, Pickleball and the Art of Living, The Power of Positive Thinking by Mike Brannan, is being called Great Advice for Getting the Most Out of Life, an inspiring, insightful, meaningful, and enjoyable read, an invitation to actually enjoy the process of improvement and personal growth. The book combines Mike's love for the sport of pickleball with his journey of living a life fully both on and off the court. Mike, a successful entrepreneur, philanthropist, coach, and yes, avid pickleball player. At age 40, he walked away from the business success to explore the art of living, traveled the world, raised a family, worked with numerous nonprofit organizations, studied philosophy, explored Buddhism, and decided to turn his lifelong love of sports to playing and teaching pickleball. Mike Brannan, author of Pickleball and the Art of Living, The Power of Positive Thinking, our guest on This Week in America. Mike, welcome to the program. Great to have you with us today.
Great to be here, Rick. Thank you.
Really looking forward to this. And the whole concept for a book came when you were on a cruise, a never-ending cruise. Talk about the amazing story of how this whole thing began.
Yeah, we strangely enough, we found ourselves off the coast of Australia, in between Australia and Fiji, on hopefully the cruise of a lifetime. And it turned out to be a little bit of a different twist as the COVID crisis broke out in earnest as we were on the ship. And so we floated around at sea trying to find a country to take us for 20-something days. Nobody would take us. We kept getting close to places, and they would just turn us away. And people started getting a little bit panicky and with all the news coming in. And it was a very interesting experience to see how people reacted very differently to the same situation. Some people went crazy and neurotic, and other people just went with the flow. But it kind of sparked me to start writing a little bit, and I was kind of writing about the experience, and it turned into this book.
It's amazing. If you think back, we remember pictures of ships at sea and nowhere to go, and realize Mike was actually on there going through this process of coming up with an idea of writing the book. And what's really interesting is what this original manuscript you had. This was not the book that we see today, Pickleball and the Art of Living. This was what a group of random essays, basically, you put together.
Yeah, it was strange how these things happen in life, right? You start, you head off confidently in one direction, and then before you know it, you're somewhere else completely different. So, I wrote the whole book, and when I came back home, I ran it by a couple of friends in the book business who said, "Hey, we love your writing. It's funny. It's insightful." And the problem is that because you're so thoroughly unfamous, the way the publishing world can work these days is you got to be famous first, and then people will listen to you. So, I figured out from talking to them, I had this one throwaway paragraph on pickleball, which I love. And they said, "Hey, you should make this your platform, make this, you know, something you can work with." And so I pretty much completely rewrote the book with pickleball as a metaphor for life. But I kept the humor and hopefully the life lessons and inspiring stuff in there.
Well, you have all of that in there. And the book is Pickleball and the Art of Living, The Power of Positive Thinking by Mike Brannon, our guest on the program. His website is mikebrannon.com. That's BRANON.com. Book available at Amazon, wherever books are sold. Link on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. As they're saying, okay, you've got this essay in there on pickleball, and we think you really need maybe to make that the focus of the book. You had to go back then and put a book together around this essay. When did you realize that pickleball can actually be a metaphor for life? Was that something that evolved as you were participating in pickleball? Where did that come from?
Yeah, it really did, Rick. It was when I was thinking about it, I discovered pickleball about 5 years ago. I've always been an athlete and played competitive basketball up until I was 50, and just loved sports. And I loved how sports is such a wonderful way to teach young people so many great lessons. And as I took up pickleball, I started to realize what an interesting game this is. There's a lot of people are, especially back in the day, were retired. They tend to skew a little bit older. And they tend to be just such interesting people. And so the more you start talking to people, pickleball is such a social experience. It's played on a smaller court than tennis. And it has a very tangible community feel to it. So when people start to play, they start to kind of hang out and become friends. It's a very natural thing. And during my conversations, I just started to realize that these are people that have reconnected even at a later age with the joy of playing and the joy of being in part of a community. And the lessons, the more I thought about it, became more obvious.
You know, it's interesting because you start in the book talking about a life map, a roadmap. I mentioned you sort of decided at a young age, I'm going to try to enjoy living, pursue the art of living. Talk about the roadmap that you have in the book. And let's talk about that first, and then we'll go from there. The roadmap, because you sort of lay it out all for us in the beginning, don't you? Not only for sporting endeavors, recreational endeavors, but life as well.
Yeah, I mean, I've always been, you ever go online and you see something that piques your interest, it's like a little advertisement, and you start to follow it and listen to it, and like 35 minutes later, they still haven't told you what it's about.
Yes.
Trying to string you along, right? So I went ahead and put this roadmap on page 2 of my book, because I'm kind of, I don't want to keep you waiting too much for the good stuff. And it occurred to me as I look back on the success I had in my business life and otherwhere, there were certain things that seemed to be constants, that little, you know, I call them touchstones, that when you go through the process, you know, life tends to open up for you. And very briefly, I start out, the number one thing is to honestly assess yourself. You have to really take a good look at where you are before you figure out where you want to go. And the next things you want to do, through my Buddhist training, I've learned to observe my emotion and my thoughts and how they can lead us around by the nose if we're not aware of them, if we don't step back and kind of watch what's happening inside of us. Beyond that, kind of shortcutting the rest of the roadmap, the thing I want to do next, it would be to create success environments or new habits that put me in a position to succeed. And then finally, to just live in the present moment, to really engage with the wonder of life that's around us every day. Sometimes we just get kind of used to life. We kind of take it for granted. And rather than having a near-death experience or something like that to get there, why not just go ahead and focus on what's in front of you right now, the people you love, the things you love to do, and just throw yourself into it. So that's kind of my roadmap in a nutshell.
You know, and it's interesting because if you're thinking, okay, this guy is a champion pickleball player, a coach, I want to learn something about pickleball as well. You wrap up the book with your guide to pickleball Zen, and you really lay it all out there for pickleball players, don't you?
I do. I had a little fun with that because when I was writing the book, of course, I have two demographics I'm trying to please. One are the just really hardcore pickleball people, and the other are the people that are much more into the art of living.
Yes.
Of course, I'm hoping there's a Venn diagram where those people cross. But in order to not interrupt the people that really are more into the art of living, I took my whole section on pickleball and just put it on the back of the book as a postscript. And then I give people what I consider to be the real basics of playing well, playing mindfully, playing skillfully. And I try to do it in a fun way. You know, this is not brain surgery. It's a bunch of people hitting a plastic ball around and laughing. So I try to keep it light and keep it enjoyable.
Well, it's interesting because, yes, it sounds simple. And when you break it down, it's like, boy, we use these qualities. We need these qualities in everyday life. In fact, you say mindfulness, long-term thinking, and perseverance is what will set us apart in the short attention span world. All those things you mentioned, and we live in a short attention span world, these are really necessary traits, aren't they?
Yeah, when you think of what's happened over the last decades, or really since the rise of technology, we are being rushed through life in a lot of ways.
Yes.
We're being encouraged to make snap decisions, to acquire things much more rapidly, because of course, as we are, is not enough. So we better get some more stuff.
Exactly. Yes.
Fill out the picture, right? So I'm finding that, and this may be a little curmudgeonly of me, but I find if we just come back to the basics of what it means to notice life and to connect with others and to think deeply and feel deeply and laugh loudly, just get back into the good stuff that makes life worth living on your own terms rather than on what you're being told to do by marketing people or click-hungry websites. Just get back to living well, living with gratitude, living with perspective. And life slows down a little bit, and all of a sudden you start to see more, and it just becomes so much more enjoyable, whether you're on the court or off the court.
We're told somewhat, maybe in a subliminal way, that if you're sort of relaxing, enjoying life, you're sort of wasting your life. You need to be doing something, like, all of the time. And you say that when we struggle with the push and pull of white space on our calendar. And I've read that over about 4 or 5 times. I think that's exactly the case. If we're not filled from the time we get up to the time we go to bed with something, God forbid it's enjoyable, then we're wasting our day. There really is truth to that, isn't there?
Yeah, you know, I'm glad that you noticed that one. That's one of the realizations I had, that when you talk with anybody, whether you're retired or in the job world or young and raising a family, there is that push and pull where you want to be active and engaged with life, but not to be stressed out and overwhelmed all the time. So you're trying to find that balance. So it is a balancing act. So you have to bring it back into awareness. And I think one of the main things I learned from retiring early was that I was finally free to be just as concerned or more concerned with being rather than doing. And then all of a sudden, life opened up to me. Opportunities started to come because I was aware, I was observing instead of just caught up in the day-to-day rat race. And that's when my life opened up and it really got to be pretty fun.
You know, it's interesting. You enjoy now long walks on the beach. Is that something is that something the old Mike would have even taken the time to do?
Yeah, old Mike liked the beach. I've Come from a military family. My dad was in the Navy, so I've always lived near the ocean. I kind of wrote that as a little bit of a joke. It's like one of those dating sites. You know, what do you like to do? Oh, I just like, you know, being with my loved one and taking long walks on the beach.
Exactly, yes.
But I kind of turned it around a little bit and you know, talked about taking long walks on the beach with my dog while drinking bourbon. So, you know, I just kind of joking about that. But I do think that just the simple things like that long walk on the beach or just, you know, like enjoying your dog. We've got a 5-month-old puppy right now and haven't had a young dog in the house for 20 some years. And it's crazy just to watch the you know, to see the joy that is available to us if we just get out of our own way. You know, I don't have any chew toys personally, but just to see him enjoy himself just reminds me that, hey, you know, the simple stuff really is where it's at.
Yeah, we can learn something from that, I believe. Mike Brandon, our guest on the program, his book is Pickleball and the Art of Living, The Power of Positive Dinking. His website is mikebrandon.com, B-R-A-N-O-N.com. Book available at Amazon, of course, in all of the usual places. You talked before in the very beginning, as you're going through, and it's in the beginning of the book, when you're talking about strokes, the one thing we need to do is be honest about yourself, about your skill level, and in this case with pickleball, the power of your return. Talk about that, because that's really where it starts, isn't it, to being honest with ourselves, what our abilities are and aren't.
Yeah, I mean, I think one thing I write about extensively is the difficulty of dealing with expectations.
Yes.
We can really set ourselves up to fail if our expectations are unreasonable. So when I'm working with students, and I just got off the court about 15 minutes ago, I played this morning, I gave a lesson, and I'll be giving a lesson after this one. And every set of students that I have is different. Everybody comes from a different place. And so for someone who's never had a real sports background, the great thing about pickleball, it's actually very accessible. It's really easy to play and to get into and enjoy, but it's really hard to master. So if you come into this game without any real sports experience, without having developed the kinetic chain of making your body move in certain sequences, it's a much harder road to travel than someone who's been doing it their whole life, playing tennis or ping pong or stuff like that. So you got to be gentle with yourself. And I get a lot of students who are kind of new to sports or not in great physical shape yet. And I try to work with them to keep their expectations in line, to say, hey, you know what? Just do the best you can do. Have a good time. You're going to find your group of playmates that you'll just have an awesome experience with. But just don't get caught up on being miserable because you're not exactly who you want to be.
You know, and you say in the book, one of the many Brandonisms you'll read in Mike's book, Pickleball and the Art of Living, The Power of Positive Dinking, is the goal is not mastery to the point of misery. And that's another one that resonates so well. So often you hear people, I love playing tennis, I love playing golf, but it got so frustrating because I want to shoot like, you know, everybody that I'm out playing with that I just gave up on it. We end not necessarily as a failure, but we end out of frustration a lot of times in activities like that, don't we?
Yeah, and you know what? I had to learn that the hard way, Rick. I mean, golf is a good example for me. I used to be a very good golfer when I was younger, and then I went off and did my business and came back to it and found that I had some real problems doing what I used to do. And I butted my head against the wall for a while. And I've, you know, so I'm not just like preaching philosophically here from my pulpit, but I've experienced failure in my life, not just on the golf course, but in my career, my relationships. You know, I've never just cruised through this thing smoothly. And I'm sure a lot of your listeners have had the same experience. You know, that's just part of life, is that it's not all one smooth line trending upward. So you've got to go ahead. Again, this goes back to expectations, is, you know, what do you expect out of life? Look around you. You know, you're not the only one going through this. So just realize that you've got a lot of company, and the best thing you can do is to realize that you're not alone. Keep trying, keep playing, and keep a smile on your face, because the worst thing you can do is to be so miserable that you make everybody else around you miserable. So just do the best you can and let it go.
Mike Brandon is the author of Pickleball and the Art of Living. Much more to talk about with Mike, and we'll do it after these messages, coming right back.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.
I'm in my late 60s. My husband died a few years ago. He did all of our taxes. I sold a piece of property last year, and I forgot to claim the proceeds of the sale. Next thing I know, I got a letter from the IRS telling me that I owe over $50,000. Now I have a huge tax problem. I don't have that kind of money. I wish I knew who to call.
If you sold property in the last calendar year or didn't claim all of your part-time or even retirement income, you could be in big trouble with the IRS. Call first before they send you a letter. If you've already got a letter, call. We'll help you file years of past tax returns and save you time and money. So call the tax doctor. The call is confidential and free.
800-795-6170. 800-795-6170. 800-795-6170. That's 800-795-6170. People ask all the time, who the heck is low-cost airlines? Well, we're not just one airline. When you're talking to us, you're talking to everyone. We are the discount supermarket for all airline tickets. Plus, we have all the airlines and always have the best prices. American, Delta, United, plus all the specialized international airlines and a lot more. And we make it easy. We guarantee you'll talk to a live human in 60 seconds. You can have the rates you need and have your trip booked in 5 minutes. Now, how cool is that? And remember, when you're talking to us, it's like talking to every single airline available with one fast phone call. All you need to do is call and find the best prices to fly wherever it is you want to go. So are you ready? Call Low Cost Airlines right now. 800-264-3150. 800-264-3150. 800-264-3150. That's 800-264-3150.
Listen up, fellow timeshare owners. If you're a timeshare owner and you want out at all costs, you're done, frustrated, tired of wasting money, you don't use the darn thing. Get out now. Hire the best Bulldog timeshare cancellation team in the business. Their in-house legal team, headed by a timeshare cancellation lawyer, can help you fight the biggest and baddest companies out there that sell timeshare. At some point, you were using your timeshare, but now you're not, and you're tired of wasting money. Before you go to the poorhouse, call right now and learn how you can stop the maintenance fees and put more money back in your pocket. Their services cost you a lot less than you think, and you'll save a lot of money over time. Call the Timeshare Exit Hotline now. It's a free consultation.
800-715-6093. 800-715-6093. 800-715-6093. That's 800-715-6093.
Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back. This Week in America, Mike Brannon, our guest on the program, author of the book Pickleball and the Art of Living. We talked just a little bit before the break about you'll have problems in life. All of us do. We may not think other people do, but they do. You talk about the title of a book by a Buddhist monk that you read. The title is When Things Fall Apart, Not If Things Fall Apart, The Inevitability That Things Will Happen. And you introduce many of us to, for the first time, the concept of impermanence. Talk about that, because this really sort of puts in perspective how we handle those situations that we would rather not be in.
Yeah, I'm afraid this is what we didn't sign up for, but what we get out of life, right?
Yes.
When you do look around you, sometimes you can insulate yourself and think that this all goes on forever. We're always trying to keep our possessions in good shape and do what we can to be healthy and all these things. But the bottom line is, I'm not telling anybody what they don't know, is that we, like everything else that exists, will fall apart. It may not happen tomorrow. And if you do the right things, hopefully they'll happen many, many tomorrows from now. But, if you have that realization, if you truly realize that impermanence is the truth of our existence, you're not as thrown by it when it happens. It's not saying any of us be subject to the downsides of life, whether it's death on the one hand or just, you know, your possessions falling apart on the other hand. You just have to go with it and realize, hey, this is part of being human, and to fight against it is just a losing battle. So remember that it's not if, it's when these things will happen. So now is the time to prepare yourself. And the one other thing that I try to put out there too is this journey could sound very serious when we talk about these things, but remember, the best ammunition you got is to just enjoy your good times while you can. Just savor everything and not feel, oh my gosh, it's going to be impermanent, so what does it matter? Just keep going out there and living this life to its fullest.
Well, as you say, try hard, have fun, and play nice. That sort of sums up in just a few words what you'll find. It's such a wonderful book that you put together, Pickleball and the Art of Living, The Power of Positive Thinking by Mike Brannon, our guest on the program. In the start of the book, when we talked about the roadmap, you asked the question, what is a day well lived? What is your definition of a day well lived?
My definition of a day well lived, it can vary. It depends on what's on your plate that day. But in general, it's one of the concepts I talk about in the book is discipline. And a lot of us, when we hear the word discipline, we think of being disciplined. We think of, oh my gosh, detention at school. And, yes. I've been bad. But when you live your life in a disciplined way, and by that I mean it can be a joyful discipline. I'm going to move. I'm going to exercise. I'm going to feed my body. I'm going to eat well. I'm going to look to reach out to others and connect and have deeper conversations besides what the weather is. I'm going to get things done. I'm going to set time aside for myself to just really savor being alive. And when you live with that kind of discipline, at the end of the day, when you put your head on the pillow, you feel like it was just a pretty darn good day. You did what you had to do, as opposed to just sitting on the couch and hoping it would all just cure itself.
A couple minutes left in the program, boy, going by too quickly. How do all of us find our pickleball? How do we find what you found in pickleball that really gave you this foundation, the fundamentals for living a better life?
That's an excellent question, Rick. I think, again, everybody has a different path in this life. And I think the things that pickleball offers, which is it works for you on a physical level, on an emotional level, because you're dealing with different people and you're enjoying just being with them. It works on a spiritual level where you can just be so grateful that you can play a game where there's so many people in this world that don't have that luxury. And it works on an intellectual level in that you can always be improving. It's a puzzle that you never finish. But, once you finish the puzzle, it's kind of, it's a little bit of anticlimax. You want to just keep tinkering with things. So to find your pickleball, to find your passion in life, make sure it has at least a couple of those elements, which challenges you, which motivates you, and which makes you connect with others and just enjoy this crazy mixed up, up and down life. And the bottom line is, when it's all over, the things we think back on aren't tangible things or material things. You think about your relationships. And so make sure your relationships are the best they can be. Be around people that lift you up and see how your life opens up for you.
What has this experience been like for you in writing the book? And it didn't, like I say, start out to be a pickleball book, but you've got pickleball, you've got The Art of Living combined, and you've done it so well and see so many similarities there. What's this book been like in spreading this message and getting all the positive feedback and the excellent reviews that you're getting?
Well, thank you for the kind words, Rick. I appreciate that a lot. And that's been my goal from the beginning, is just to spread more happiness and awareness among people that happen upon the book or listen to me. I'm not doing this to make a ton of money, and I doubt that will happen. I'm doing it truly because I want to let people know what's worked for me so they can live the best life they can live.
Pickleball and the Art of Living, The Power of Positive Thinking, Mike Brannon. His website is MikeBrannon, BRANON.com. Book at Amazon, all of the usual places. Information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Mike, it's been fun. Excellent job on the book, Pickleball and the Art of Living. Thank you for being with us on the program.
Rick, thank you for your kind words, and you're a real pro. It's just a pleasure talking with you.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.